This is going to be a brief podcast. I need to go to the presentation that on homeschooling that Radhika Ramana Das and Mother Arudha are giving shortly in 20 minutes. Yesterday I had lunch with them and we were talking about the purpose or the aims of the seminars that they're going to give here in Budapest, which is going to go through Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I pointed out that probably we're going to get peak attendance, especially from outside of Budapest today, and therefore what's the main goal that we really want to achieve, main message to get across today. So that everyone will actually get benefit of that. I ventured to say that our main goal is to actually establish faith in parents, that in the alternative of sending their children to a Gurukula or a Krishna conscious school, that they homeschool their children, that it can be done, that they can do it, that they should do it, that it's at least giving the essence and the benefits which are also there in the Gurukul system, but from the parents at home. And they were in agreement and pointed out that that's actually their main mission, aside from techniques and details and communicating information. Their main business is to actually give faith in Prabhupada's books that you can teach and instruct everything the children need to know from Srila Prabhupada's books, that parents can actually do it, either individually or collectively. And after we had that lunch, I was really sort of thinking to myself that here we are 35 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, barely 35 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and how much efforts sincere devotees are making to maintain and reestablish faith in the things that Srila Prabhupada taught us and gave us, the very basic revolutionary principles that inspired especially Srila Prabhupada's disciples to join Krishna consciousness, and of course other devotees as well, in which his Gurukul system was one. Of course, for instance, book distribution as well. By distributing books, everything else will come. Keshav Bharti Maharaj always fills me in about Vaisheshika Prabhu's inspirational attempts, steps at reigniting a book distribution revolution, not just in North America, but actually elsewhere, because that has also waned. Do we really have that faith that by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, everything will come, including devotees, good fortune, and whatever else is required to make Krishna consciousness? As I spoke the other day, the faith in the importance of self-sufficiency, cow protection, living off the land rather than living in cities, the social revolution that Srila Prabhupada inspired us to, a social, cultural revolution, that we're not just meant to be a religion that continues on in a modern, degenerate social structure, social and economic structure that are just imploding, but that rather we're meant to provide an alternative, and albeit even if we can't provide an alternative for or at least inspire the rest of the world to follow the alternative, we can provide them an alternative, but to follow that alternative, which Srila Prabhupada gave, a Varnashram social system, simple living, living off the land, no need for getting diplomas in banking, investment, and computer programming, but learn how to feed yourself, learn how to have a garden, how to take care of cows, and how to feed yourself. Solve the immediate problems of life, and then spend your time and effort chanting Hare Krishna instead of wasting your time going to universities for a year on end just in order to spend more time living in some horrible, dangerous, smog-congested city where you spend 2 hours going to work and back and therefore don't have any time to just sit peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. But if you're lucky, you chant your rounds in a clicker on the way to work while driving your car or in the metro. Srila Prabhupada gave us so many wonderful formulas for becoming Krishna conscious, and yet still we have yet to not only establish all of these, but actually perhaps in many cases just convince ourselves that this is something at least that we should be doing ourselves within our own social framework, within our own social structure. If the rest of the world wants to go to hell, then let them. But why should we follow along with them? Anyway, those were just some of my thoughts yesterday. Keeping faith in Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's wonderful instructions, and keeping alive that revolutionary spirit that Srila Prabhupada instilled in us to go against the flow of things and to live the life that Krishna lived, live that type of lifestyle, because that is the type of lifestyle that we're planning to live when we go back to Godhead. And in order to live that lifestyle, certainly we need to have faith in it. I certainly need to revive my vision of the faith in these elements of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada made us, gave us, that make us qualified to become future residents of the spiritual world. Hare Krishna.